Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night and good luck.
Hey, folks, it's Rick. As you know, we've been over here in the UK for about a week now. We'll be here through the 30th. And there's an elephant in the room with folks we've had meetings with over here in the UK for the last week. And it's pity. It's a pity, a sense of pity about America, a sense of pity that we're lost our place in the world, lost our place in the hearts of people in Europe who loved us, who looked up to us in strange ways, not always unconditionally, but the sense that we have been led astray and led down a path where this country, where our country is going to have a hard time coming back, is one that I see everywhere. It's a really, really big elephant in the room. So we've been having meetings with folks over here in the pro-democracy space, in people who are starting to detect the same patterns that have emerged in America. The rise of influencer operations instead of political decisions. The rise of manipulation by social media and by big media, mostly owned by you, Rupert, that has reshaped the character of the country. The rise of a sense of shamelessness and corruption over in America. It's the Trump family gone wild.
President Donald Trump's latest financial disclosure shows his various businesses generated more than $2 billion in income in 2025, his first year back in the White House.
That is more than triple his reported income from the year before.
Donald Trump just announced that he is setting up an insider trading information subscription service. If you pay Donald Trump, $100,000 a month, he will give you early access to the announcements he's making regarding federal policy.
Trump has been engaging in an all-you-can-eat corruption buffet. $2 billion in 1 year as president of the United States. That's just a classic case of insider trading. Hey, he's flying around in a gift from the Qatari government. The Air Force One is a gift from a foreign nation in oil and natural gas producing nation. That is all part of this incredible picture of corruption, which is the Trump administration for his cronies, for his children, for his corporations, and for himself.
Over here in the UK, it's Nigel Farage and this entire constellation of Russian-linked crypto and scammer money that is funding the white nationalist populist movement over here. So a through line in both countries is Elon Musk. You know, in the US, he's had an enormous impact on our politics, an enormous impact on by buying Twitter and turning it into the Nazi conversation bar. He's tried to reshape American politics. And in 24, he was very successful doing that and spending a lot of his own money to elect Donald Trump.
And I just want to say thank you for making it happen. Thank you.
He's trying a similar kind of thing over in the UK right now, where he's intervening on behalf of the Farage faction, the Tommy Robinson faction. And, you know, Tommy Robinson is an outright white replacement theory guy in the UK. His real name isn't Tommy Robinson, of course. Like a lot of people in the American alt-right, this guy Tommy Robinson depends on social media and an image he cast on social media that is different from the reality. But it's corrosive. In our conversations with folks over here, they had the first shock of it with Brexit, which was a manipulation by Cambridge Analytica and Steve Bannon and Dominic Cummings, who is sort of a Steve Bannon figure here in the UK. And they sort of have stumbled along since Brexit, wondering how they fix their country. And in some ways, they kept hoping, well, you know, America has bigger problems than us. They'll fix it. And then 24 came along and Donald Trump retired. And there's a sense that I get in these conversations over and over with folks, very smart people here in the UK, and they come from media and politics and intelligence and business. All of them have this similar sense of like, we're sorry for you guys. We think it may be irredeemable for you. And that's not looking down on America. That's a sense that we've gone so far into the rabbit hole now, and we've lost so much of what we were. You know, everybody's talking about GLP-1s these days. You can't get away from it. But you know, there's another side to the GLP-1 story. That is encouraging your body's own natural production of the hormones the GLPs activate. Your body does have a natural GLP-1 response of its own. And with the right supplements and the right probiotics, it's been discovered that you can trigger some of that GLP-1 response on your own. Whether you're on GLPs or not, it can really make a difference in your appetite, in your hunger, in your weight loss. Pendulum Metabolic Daily is a science-based probiotic. It's designed to support your body's own natural GLP-1 responses, help you feel fuller longer, experience fewer cravings, and make it easier to stay on track with your health goals. It's really simple. It's one capsule a day with food, and some people report feeling reduced cravings and less hunger in as little as a week. You know, results may vary, but that's what the research has shown so far. And it's a 5-strain probiotic. It's not just one ingredient doing the work. This is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 punch to get that GLP response in your own body up and running. It's backed by a lot of clinical research from guys from Harvard and Stanford and Berkeley. And its key ingredient is Akkermansia, which is a gut bacteria that a lot of us don't have the same levels of that we used to. And Akkermansia has been featured in a ton of various research on weight loss and on gut health. And it's the key to what makes Pendulum Metabolic Daily so effective. One thing the Pendulum Metabolic Daily does is support a steadier blood sugar level throughout the day. And that means you're going to have fewer crashes in the late afternoon, fewer weird cravings that throw you off your plan. And all of it comes from this metabolic boost that you're getting with the Akkermansia in Pendulum Metabolic Daily. You know, you can get automatic deliveries of this every month or every 3 months. And in some places, you can even use your HSA. Right now, podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off their first order at pendulumlife.com/Lincoln Project. That's pendulumlife.com/Lincoln Project for an extra 20% off your first order. Again, that's pendulumlife.com/Lincoln Project for 20% off your first order. So we've been over here in London, like I said, for about a week, and we're gonna got a few more days here. We had a show out at what's called WOMAD, Peter Gabriel's Wards of Music Festival for world music. Folks were amazing, and I was privileged to speak to a big audience, and I can now say I've opened for Peter Gabriel, which is kind of crazy. Not musically, but, and he's a really fascinating character because he represents like the best of the of an approach to the world that is, you know, I think makes this country a very different feeling of acceptance of people from every background, that you see how the alt-right and the right pushes against it here, but in some ways not as effectively as Trump and Stephen Miller have in America. I mean, that to me is one of those very dark artifacts of the Trump era, is how well they have managed to use Fox and social media to transform Haitians and Dominicans and Cubans and Venezuelans and Mexicans into monsters from hell. They're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in, they're eating the cats, they're eating the pets of the people that live there.
That is something I think is an enormous shame in our country. You know, when my relatives came to America in the 1820s and 30s from Germany, they were the scum of the earth. They were the filthy, dirty horde coming from somewhere else. And you know what? Over time, they were replaced by the Italian scum of the earth, and the Jewish scum of the earth, and the Chinese scum of the earth, and the Irish scum of the earth. And that scum of the earth thing in America was always like an invitation. It was like, you come here, you work your ass off, you're going to be something. magical in the future. You're going to become an American. That providential nature of America is something these guys just hate. Miller hates it. Trump hates it. It's why Trump's always like, why can't we have more refugees from Norway and Sweden? Well, because their lives don't suck, Donald. They don't live in countries that are designed to extract all the value and destroy their souls. And, you know, as we talk to people here, you know, it's like people here are not afraid to have a health crisis. They know it's not going to bankrupt them. And they just may not be perfect, but people don't have that same fear that Americans have of, oh my God, if I get cancer, oh my God, if I have a heart attack, oh my God, if I get in an accident, I'm going to lose everything. Because insurance companies are not meant to save you in America. They're meant to not save you. They're meant to not pay out. The incentives have become so perverse and so weird that it's hard to describe the difference. So I had the couple the other day here about just like, he's like, yeah, you know, if I have a medical scare, I know I'm not going to be bankrupted. I know I'm not going to lose my house. So some lighter notes. Again, we love London, been here a lot, come here a lot. We're doing an event Thursday night at the Leicester Square Theater, Lincoln in London, basically. Maya May is coming up to join us. But Whitney and Joey from our Lincoln team, Wiki's my deputy, the right hand of Rick. And Joey is one of our lead producers. And Ollie, who is in our social media and media teams. We have had a great week here. And, you know, we're running around to meetings like crazy. We're talking to folks like crazy. And again, I love this city. I love this city. It is an amazing place. And even though while we're out in the country over the weekend, there was a lot of white knuckling at my high speed driving in the on the left side. I'm actually good at driving over here, but Whitney and Joey and Renee might have been a little pale around the gills a few times as we raced down country roads toward the festival. And when I say British roads are narrow in the country, I mean they are narrow. I mean they're like 9 feet wide narrow. There is no opposing traffic idea there. It's exciting. Folks, it is the armpit of summer. It is hot out there. It is hot everywhere. I will tell you, both Renee and I are very hot sleepers. We don't want to have to spend every night with the air cranked down to 65 degrees just to feel human. There's a reason we love Boll & Branch. We love Boll & Branch before Boll & Branch was even a sponsor. It's because they let us sleep cool at night. Boll & Branch sheets are so breathable, so soft, and they keep you from that summer swelter. Boll & Branch sheets are amazingly cool, amazingly comfortable. They are such high quality. And the weave of these sheets isn't that weird sort of chemical cooling technology stuff you see on some products. This is organic. This is natural. And it's done by design. Boll & Branch uses the finest organic materials in these sheets, and they feel like it. You know, at the end of a long day in this very hot summer, we look forward to getting in bed at night. We know it's going to be a place of respite from the sweltering heat and the misery that's baking this whole country this year. You know, Boll & Branch sheets, they're woven for airflow, not just softness. You get the softness, believe you me, but the airflow counts too, and it will change the way you sleep this summer. Sleep cooler this summer with Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com/Lincoln. That's Boll & Branch, bollandbranch.com/Lincoln. With code Lincoln to unlock 15% off. BollandBranch.com/Lincoln, code Lincoln. Exclusions apply. You know, when you see the dismantling of USAID, when you see Trump's, you know, war of choice in Iran, when you see this entire collapse of the image of America, of the goodness of America in the minds of the world, I was speaking to somebody down at the WOMAD Festival who was like, you know, USAID, you know, and this person has friends throughout Africa. It's like the Chinese just rolled right in to take over, which I've talked about this a lot. But it's like, why did you give that up? Why did you sacrifice that cost nothing, essentially? And my answer was, well, Elon Musk. He was in charge of Doge. He hates USAID because he blames it for the decline of apartheid in South Africa, which that's an odd sort of historical assessment, but it's wrong. but he had the power to kill a program that saved millions of lives every year around the world and made America look good. The British feel a threat. While Nigel Farage is kind of a joke right now, he's sort of the Timu Donald Trump, they feel the threat of authoritarianism rising in this country. They feel the energy shifting towards that nationalism and populism. You know, Andy Burnham, who's just been named as prime minister, Labour prime minister, he's got a very difficult challenge ahead. He's got to manage Trump in the most insane period of Trump's life and steer Britain out of the temptations of the authoritarian populism that has put America in the terrible position it's in right now. That authoritarian populism is a drug. It is something that is powerful and transgressive. And when people get hooked into it, they start to believe that the solutions are absolute. This is why Trump is building up to steal the election, building up to try to intimidate people out of voting, raging through the court system, trying to eliminate or restrict mail-in ballots and other things that make it easier for American citizens to vote, trying to chase down imaginary voter fraud.
If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us. The People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files. As to whether or not I believed it was rigged, oh, sure, it was my decision.
But the sense that this is a global movement is correct. And there's one thing I think that a lot of people have missed in the U.S. Brexit was an engineered social campaign driven by the Russians. 2016, with Trump, used the same tools, the same toolbox, some of the same actors in the Russian intelligence and propaganda state to achieve what they wanted in 16. You know, and when Trump gave that absolutely manic speech a couple weeks ago about voter fraud, and everyone was like, what in the hell is he talking about?
China and other countries have been trying to meddle in our elections. Evidence of fraud has been buried. Hundreds of thousands of non-citizens and dead people are listed and active on the voter rolls. And yet we still have elections with no voter ID, no proof of citizenship, and tens of millions of ballots floating aimlessly through the mail.
They released a bunch of documents, which they thought somehow proved that Joe Biden, who was not president in 2020, had somehow hacked the election. Well, what they released proved that the Russians were doing what they did in 16. It is not a hoax. Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, as Trump always says, is Russia, Russia, Russia fact. They know it's happening over here. They're struggling with it like we struggle with it because the influence of major Russian oligarchic money plays here in London. You can see its touch in many places in London. It plays in the U.S. You know, there's a reason why Oleg Deripaska built an aluminum smelting plant in Mitch McConnell's home state. You think that he just randomly did that? No. They do this because they understand influence. And the nationalist populism driven by a lot of the white racial grievance, the white racial fear-mongering, the whole structural thing that you see over and over again on Tucker Carlson, and you see over and over again on the alt-right, and you see in the UK with this guy Tommy Robinson I was mentioning earlier, that's a beloved story by the Russians. They want to tell the West, oh, we're a conservative, white, Christian nation full of people with the right values. There's a joke that if you've dealt with Russians and you trust them, the joke is, have you met any fucking Russian ever? That idea that they can manipulate our elections and change our values, it's proven out several times. I think there's a rising sense here that while the horse may be out of the barn, you've got to at least do something about it. In the U.S., we still don't believe we have to do something about it. Both countries have to step up because the influence that the Russians have exercised. Russia is a third world country with a first world propaganda system, a first world intelligence system, and it used to have a second world energy system, but now with Ukraine knocking it apart, it's like a fourth world. They're going to freeze in the dark this winter, and I'm here for that. You know, a lot of people are taking more accountability and responsibility for their own health these days. And one of the ways they're doing that is with Superpower. Superpower is a program that allows you to, with a simple at-home test, to assess your health in a way that very few people get the chance to. It's a lot more detailed, a lot more dynamic, a lot more in-depth than the ordinary testing that you might get with your annual physical. With Superpower, you're testing for over 100 different markers. And so they're able to assess the state of your health with your exposure to toxins, with your status with vitamins, hormones, everything. Across the board, Superpower gives you an insight into where you need to go. They can help you make a plan that'll improve your diet, your exercise plan. They can help you with supplements. They can help you with prescriptions. Superpower has the ability to give you the superpower of insight. An insight into our health is something that all of us are paying much more attention to these days. You know, there have been huge advances in the last few years in medical science, and people are getting the chance, the possibility to live longer, better, healthier lives. Get 100 plus biomarkers tested every year, plus a personalized health plan and an on-demand care team. Detect early signs of over 1,000 conditions. Members of Superpower are doing something important. They're taking action. They're taking control of their lives and control of their health. Superpower is there to help you every step of the way learn more about what's going on in your body and how you can live a better, healthier life. Start with Superpower now, and you can track that progress to a longer, healthier, better life. Head to superpower.com and use the code Lincoln for $20 off at checkout. And that influence that Russia has had in both these countries is pernicious, guys. It is a shameful look at the way we've governed ourselves that we've let it happen in the U.S. And we've seen a lot of people here who have tried to grapple with it, and had a lot of sort of indifference from the state, from the government. In the U.S., it's indifference because Trump is on their side. It's official indifference. Trump is on the side of Putin. Even now, by the way, as Trump shifts back to Zelensky just a little bit.
We're going to give a license to you to make Patriots. That's pretty cool, right? This way you can't complain that we're not giving them enough. I say, make them yourself. We haven't informed the company of that yet, but that'll work out all right. You know, I'm sure they'll be thrilled.
Because Zelensky is essentially winning and essentially has managed to develop weapon systems that can strike anywhere inside of Russia, that's only Trump not wanting to be stuck with a loser. He still ideologically believes in Putin. He still ideologically thinks that since Zelensky was mean to him in 2020 with the Burisma scam, that he deserves to die. It is an amazing conceit on the part of Trump in that regard. I want to talk for a second, though, about that sense of pity again. Because, look, the UK has the whole portfolio of problems that every Western country has, right? Aging population, uncertainty about AI's effect on the economy, trouble dealing with healthcare costs. These are universal problems in the West. None of this is new to anybody who is looking at Western economics, right? The future, though, used to always depend on a sort of gut sense that the Americans would muddle through in the end, that we would do the right thing somehow, some way, someday, and fix at least some of our problems. I think we started to lose that. I think we started to feel that over here, at least with a lot of people, and those conversations are just like, you know, you guys always got out of the problems. You always, at the end, did the right thing. You know, maybe it was late. Maybe it was dumb. Maybe it was, you know, an own goal before you turn the corner. And a lot of people who ask me about the elections coming up are like, well, is it going to fix things? Is it going to make it better? Is it going to be a repudiation that shuts down Republicans from trying to be so chaotic and so damaging and so awful? And I mean, my honest answer is, I think we're going to win big this fall. I think we're going to do very, very well. I think we're going to take a meaningful majority in the House. I think we're going to have a very good year in the Senate with the polling starting to really shape up with consistent leads in Texas and in Maine and in Iowa and in Alaska and in North Carolina. And even now, some movement in Florida, now that we know that Ashley Moody was directly involved in stealing $10 million to give to Ron DeSantis and Casey DeSantis for a political slush fund. That race is starting to break open. All these races are looking great. But it really is going to come down to what happens after Election Day. And there is a real... We could lose the sense of being able to correct our mistakes in this world. Unless after Election Day and a victory on Election Day, we hold people to account. If we don't, that confidence that the world always has in us in the end, like the Americans may be wrong, but in the end they'll do the right thing. They'll fix the problem or they'll work the problem at least. If we don't stand up after this Election Day and start holding people to account and start ensuring that the truth comes out about the corruption and the deep levels by which foreign powers are influencing American foreign policy decisions, we're in big trouble. You know, we need to be asking the questions, why did Saudi Arabia suddenly get permission to have a nuclear program after giving Jared Kushner $2 billion? Why is it that Trump has never sent his diplomats to Kyiv? Not once ever had they gone to Kyiv to say, what's the Ukrainian side of the argument? Why is he always siding with Putin? We need accountability for the Trump sons and their crypto scams and their defense firm scams. That accountability will send the world a signal. That accountability will tell the world that we're better than the last decade, that we're better than this one man. And I think it's important that we capture that again. We've got to come back to something where people have a sense of confidence in us, where people have a sense of belief in us again. I love the UK. I love it. I've been over here a lot. I love the people. I love the life here. But that sense that we have fallen down, that I hear from people here, it's saddening. That sense that America is a perhaps permanently wounded power is disturbing. We're in a war, folks, in this world. In every country in the West where there's freedom, there's an authoritarian movement, a nationalist populist movement. It is driven by people who do not have the American dream in their hearts, who do not have the idea of a constitutional republic in their hearts. They are about money. They're about monarchy. They're about a world that doesn't look like America. They're about an America that doesn't look like America. And when you think about those people who are influencing it behind the scenes, the Elon Musks and the Peter Thiels and the Mark Andreessens and the David Sachses to reshape America into a country that runs on AI data centers and the vast production of AI slop instead of an economy. When you think of an America where the people that get Defense Department contracts have either given Donald Trump's personal library slush fund a bribe or hire a Trump son to be on their board. When you think about the fact that the presidency is turned into a crypto scam, when you think about those things, you can see why people look at us in a different light. You can see why people look at us with pity instead of either love or respect. There's still love for us in this world. A lot of it, strangely enough. You may not believe it as Americans, but people still look at what we aspired to be, what we can be. They look at it still and say, you know, my God, what possibilities those people have all the time. What graces and benefits and providence America has all the time. It shocks them that we're squandering it. It stuns them that we're wasting it. It is marked. It's in almost every conversation. And like I said, I've been meeting with folks from across the spectrum, politics and media and government and intelligence and business. And they're all in that, there's that same through line, that same drumbeat. that America is a fallen country because we chose to be that way. And look, I'm rarely a ray of sunshine, as you guys know. I still believe it is a crisis that can be overcome, but it will take more work and more dedication than I think a lot of people have estimated so far. It's going to take a lot more determination. The first Democrat after November who says, well, we need to put this era behind us, is absolutely going to lead that party to its destruction. This era has to be addressed. We have to look at it. At the end of apartheid, South Africa had what they called a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. It was painful. It hurt. It was rough. They had to look at what they had done. After World War II, the denazification, it was painful, but they had to look at what they had done in the face. Now, no, we are not the Nazi party. We are not as bad as Nazi Germany was. After 1991, when the Soviet government fell, Russia should have looked inside itself and tried to assess the problems, but instead transformed itself into a global kleptocracy. It is a global crime ring. It is not a country. Unless we do this, the incentives that drove Trump into office the first time, foreign powers, the desire by AI and private equity folks to have a world where there's no regulation and no taxes on them, all of that, all those incentives will remain. And all the deeper, darker motivations in every human, racial fears, the animus of the other, all those things that have been weaponized here in the UK and in America, will continue to drive us. And folks, that sense of pity that we see over here, that sense that America isn't what it was, reminds me of a quote that a lot of conservatives love to use. And that quote is that decline is a choice. We can choose not to be this way. But after this election, if the things go the way we hope they're going to go, it will be a transformative moment in this country. And there will be a time when we can go back into the world with love and respect instead of a sense of pity. And that, my friends, is this week's Elephant in the Room.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production. Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joey Wartner-Cheney. Edited by Riley Main. Hey, folks, if you want to support the Lincoln Project's work against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and this MAGA craziness, go to action.lincolnproject.us/helplp. If you'd like to get in touch or have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just want to say hi, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. For our MAGA friends, please, no more nudes. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Good night, and good luck.